Oh, my grandfather Cobb had a store and a farm, and he'd come down to his store every morning early. And in the wintertime, he wasn't farming, so he was down there quite early. He was an early riser. I remember he used to sit on the back steps up there at his house and wait till it got daylight enough to go see how to feed the mules before he went to the field. And he'd sit back there in the dark, put on his shoes in the dark, and just sit there and wait for it to get daylight. I thought that was wasting a lot of good sleep. But on this morning, Grandpa was coming down to the store, and my father had about 10 or 12 duck decoys. He loved to duck hunt. So he put them out on the mill pond there, Cousin Louis Sigrist's pond. And Grandpa saw those ducks floating out there in the wintertime on that pond, so he turned around and rushed back up to the house and got his old double-barrel shotgun. It had hammers on it. I'll never forget it. And he got him 6 or 8 shells, or maybe come down to the store, open a new box of shells he was going to mop up. So he got out on his knees and crawled out to the water's edge and got within range, he thought. He put 2 shells in there and pulled that hammers back, and he let one barrel go and he let the other barrel go. And those decoys just kind of waved on the water, you know. Well, he couldn't understand how in the world he missed them. So he loaded up again, and a bang, bang, he went, and the ducks just floated a little further away from him. He shot about 8 times, and finally he began to realize something was going on. So he got up, moved around and looked behind the gin there, and there stood my daddy, just dying to laugh at that. Well, Grandpa Cobb didn't speak to Papa for about 2 weeks. He just didn't have anything to do with him. It was got away with him so bad he didn't know what to do. But he was always pulling something like that on somebody.